Born in Connecticut and recently relocated to New Hampshire to be near his family, 41-year-old Joseph Sawenki is now a teacher at the Holderness School.
I would define myself as an American of Ukrainian descent, but I lived in Ukraine for so many years and I've traveled so extensively throughout that nation that I identify myself equally as Ukrainian as much as I do American now.
As a working photojournalist in Ukraine, Sawenki covered the Russian-Georgian War for the New York Times, photographed then comedian and now president Volodymyr Zelensky for Ukrainian GQ.
I met every key Ukrainian major politician almost there is. I met Paul Manafort, oddly enough, even when he was working in Ukraine back in like 2010.
Those photojournalism assignments helped support what he considered his real work, photographing the lives of the Ukrainian people, soldiers, activists, families. At first, the photos made up an exhibit that he took around Ukraine.
Now I'm looking at it a little differently and thinking like, oh, it's really important for Americans to see this work because Ukraine is being talked about constantly, but the people who are most affected by like the war, like just are almost non-existent.
The exhibition opens with a photograph of a little girl standing against a cracked wall wearing an orange dress.
So this is Masha when she was 6 years old.
Masha, like her parents, Sasha, Nira, is HIV positive. When he first met the family, Sawenki says he was visiting hospitals and orphanages, working on a project that documented the country's high HIV rates. But soon, it turned into something more.
And I wanted to find a family to photograph that kind of showed the opposite side, like, oh, look, you can be HIV positive and live a completely normal life.
For the last 20 years, Sawenki has followed and photographed the family.
And I think this is actually one of my favorites in this series. It's Masha's first day of school in 2008. But I just think this is a really beautiful, tender moment between like a mother and her child on her first day of school.
A few steps further, and the photos in the exhibit completely change. Here, a man lies on the street, a casualty of Ukraine's Euromaidan revolution, which began in February 2014, just up the street from where Sawenki lived in Kyiv.
This gentleman, on February 20th, he was going up the street hoping to rescue demonstrators who had been shot by police forces. He ended up getting shot 3 times himself, and one bullet passed through his lower spine. And here he is at home, in a wheelchair, kissing his wife.
A shot of a different couple and a different kind of kiss, a young man and woman embracing on the street, surrounded by protesters.
And he was going off to a street battle just down the street, and they were basically saying goodbye. You know, it was like he's going off to battle, like he's going off to war almost, and they're saying their goodbyes. But yeah, you hear the crackle in my voice, right? I wouldn't be doing this unless I thought it was extremely important. I couldn't imagine myself not doing this.
Demonstrators in the Maidan, or Kyiv's independent square, wanted a trade deal between Ukraine and Europe. When their president, Viktor Yanukovych, backed out of the deal in favor of one tied to Moscow, the people rebelled. In the next photo, an elegant woman, dressed in black, flicks her hair like a model as she steps from the bones of a burned-out bus. And then, one of Sawenki's favorite images of an old man brandishing a sword.
And I went down on one knee to make a picture because there's like things on fire in the background and it just looks like a complete war zone. And he saw me, stopped and pulled a sword out of his cane and just stood there and like posed. And I was like, I ran up to him and I'm like, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm Grandfather Yudi. I'm here to defend my city.
Over 3 days, between February 18th and February 20th, 2014, Sawenki says over 100 demonstrators were killed, shot by Kalashnikovs and snipers.
You know, it's kind of a long story, but basically the government fell shortly after that. And the then president, Viktor Yanukovych, was absolutely corrupt, and his inner circle all fled to Moscow after that. And that's when Russia was already launching their invasion, first in Crimea and then in eastern Ukraine.
And so, Sawenki found himself taking photographs of Ukrainian soldiers returning from the war, injured soldiers on operating tables, missing limbs, wounds, he calls this part of the exhibit. We look at a soldier named Leonid Melkov in a hospital bed as he sits up for the first time in weeks.
And this is one of his quotes I put here. I named my nerve Putin. It hurts and torments me constantly. What else would I name it? A lot of these guys had nerve damage, and I think that's a common theme through these photographs is physical pain, psychological pain, emotional pain. That's why I called it wounds. Their wounds. The wounds of the nation. So, sorry, it's hard to crackle up talking about this stuff.
Sawenki says he'll be returning to Ukraine this summer to visit with the soldiers and activists who've become his friends and to photograph Sasha and Ira and their now 19-year-old daughter, Masha, who calls him Uncle Joseph. The exhibit runs in Holderness at the Holderness School through April 18th. For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.